News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Superlative in every way describes the work, the activity, the printing, the making things happen around here of Rob Center, a great producer. Nobody gets on the radio but through him, so we appreciate his help and hard work. As always, he'll make sure the podcast page is populated with our interview that starts right now. In the studio with us now, Eric Rao is back. He's president of the Selins Grove Area Alumni Association and wears a couple of hats in the community. He's been pretty active in the greater Susquehanna Valley United Way and now Susquehanna Valley United Way, and just a good doer around here. I used to talk to him about the ebb and flow out at Woodmote as well back in the day. So when did you retire? Is that about 5 years ago?
I'm on my fifth year.
Fifth year. Okay, super. Well, you've turned that free time into more dedication to other things, so we appreciate that. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Hey, thank you.
The first time I've had a chance, actually, I think, to meet in person, Dave Hess, coach of the Selins Grove Seals PIAA State Championship football team. What year was that, Dave? I didn't write that down.
That was 2009.
2009. Okay, yep. Super. They probably got the banners and retired somebody's jersey. Maybe you retired your ball cap or something.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Back then.
Yeah, I think we retired a helmet, too.
Taught special education for 30 years as well, so 3 decades of helping kids out there. And also a member of the Selins Grove Alumni Association Committee, and he helped get started and push and make sure that not only are all alumni recognized and honored and raised up and talked about at Selins Grove with the Alumni Association, but that athletes get talked about too. So let's start with Dave. We got you right at the microphone.
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
This idea of recognizing athletes, we know we've got superlative alumni across the board, but those kids that did the extracurricular called athletics, you want a little opportunity to raise them up as well.
Oh, you better believe it. We have had such a rich tradition of athletics at Selins Grove, and we've had so many outstanding athletes that have competed both on the state level, the national level, and actually on the international level. You know, we have athletes from, you know, all from both genders, all different sports. It's and we have some incredible people. The thing that I want to do is I want to bring them back and allow them to be examples for the kids we have now, of people who did it right and who can achieve and showed that with hard work and effort, you can do well and do great things in life. Because most of these athletes are people who went on and led fruitful lives, you know, as leaders in their communities of choice. And we're proud of them. And this will enhance our athletic program and our school overall.
That's not coincidence. Superlative athlete or just rank and file athlete, plus achievement and confidence later and growth and working well with others and following orders maybe or listening to a good coach, all that happens.
Well, you know, one of the things that I always said to our players, and I coached track too for a number of years at Selins Grove, was that, you know, I refuse to believe that you were put on this earth to be ordinary. And, you know, and we don't have a lot of ordinary people at Selins Grove. We have achievers, and that's what we want. We want to reward that achievement, and we want to put those people up as examples. And I'll tell you what, we have so many athletes that were just so successful in life and can be such positive role models. I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a great thing, and it's going to be a great way for our community to reconnect with some of our graduates.
Talking about the Selins Grove Sports Hall of Fame, which is getting underway. Eric.
Yeah, the Sports Hall of Fame is actually a part of the Selins Grove Area High School Alumni Association. It's a committee that, as Dave mentioned, was developed to give a different focus, to focus primarily on athletics, but it's also formed to as just another way to recognize our alumni. You know, we will continue with our distinguished alumni, which we've had operating now since 2013, and then we will have the Sports Hall of Fame, which where the focus will be primarily athletics, but they're both designed, you know, to recognize alumni. And we have a real motivated committee, you know, that has come forward and said, this is what we want to do. We sat down, formed the group, and today is pretty much the kickoff. From this point forward now, we'll put out our nomination forms and begin the process of publicizing and I assume we'll probably get a nice number of nominations.
In what way does it inspire kids to that are students now in the Selinsgrove Area School District to know that there's a dedicated and devoted alumni association, that there's distinguished alumni, that there have been superlative athletes? How does that inspire kids today?
Well, for me, you know, it's always been about public schools. And I think if the young students, current students, you know, can see what their education and development has done for other people at Selinsgrove, that they will look at that, you know, and say, me too. You know, why can't I go out with the way Selinsgrove Area High School has prepared me for life? Why can't I do the same thing? And for anybody, you know, any student that can be motivated, self-motivated to do that is just a great thing for Selinsgrove, the community, state, and as Dave mentioned, nationally and internationally.
And so often in high school, you get a student that may just maybe be average or doesn't have to put in a ton of work to do satisfactorily in grades, but they start to do a little bit more in something, whether it's in athletics or whether it's in drama. They start to get this motivation to do a little bit more, and that little bit more finds a talent. Next thing you know, they're the best actors or actress that Selinsgrove ever cranked out, or even just above average, or they're doing something else. Tell me about this idea that excellence breeds excellence.
Well, there's no question about it. If you set the tone as a coach, as a school district, with your expectations, but then, you know, and you achieve excellence, and you begin to take on those habits, you know, the work ethic, you know, pushing out that last piece of paper at the end of the day, all those things that make you successful. You know, athletics have given so many people the tools that they needed to succeed in life. A lot of times, athletes get those tools from athletics because they can't get them anywhere else.
Right. Coaches give them a little extra attention, whatever it takes, or other teammates.
You better believe
do that.
It.
The same
and
thing.
A couple of things we're going to be looking for too is we're going to be looking for people who have outstanding character traits. We want to look at that. We want to look at people who were in good academic standing in terms of their when they went to Selinsgrove and their behavior was good. You know, we want good people. And when it comes to motivating the kids, we're going to have pictures of every distinguished alumni and every Sports Hall of Fame member on the wall at where the kids come in the morning for school, and they hang out there in the morning, and there will be pictures and descriptions of everybody for them to take a look at and maybe notice.
Yeah, and two, you know, the Sports Hall of Fame has generated that entrance or that display or whatever you want to call it in the high school, and we will go back now and we will all, like Dave said, we're going to put pictures and recognition of the distinguished alumni over, you know, the ones that we've been doing since the beginning up there with the athletes, just to give, you know, our students a great picture of what students from Selinsgrove Area High School can achieve in life.
How do I nominate somebody to be a Selinsgrove High School Athletics Hall of Fame member?
Well, go ahead, Nick.
We're going to put our nomination form on the Selinsgrove, our Alumni Association website. And Eric, you can probably give the call for that. What is that?
Well, it's just the SelinsgroveAlumni.org.
And we're also going to put it on the district website. And it's basically a one-page document. And if anybody can fill them out, anybody. Obviously, you're nominating someone who graduated from Selinsgrove. But there are certain things on that page we're looking for. And if you're ready and willing, let's do it. Get on these web pages and print these forms out. And if you have a favorite, put the name in, and we'll see what happens.
Right, we're also going to advertise in the media, and then we're also going to distribute the introductory letter and the nomination form to our membership via our database.
All right, so folks are going to have an opportunity to get all the information they need about this. Well, we're just about out of time, so reiterate the real mission and purpose of this. You got a fundraiser coming up, so there's a lot going on. We've got a couple minutes left. But
okay. Well, we're also here, Mark, to talk about Fling It in the Flurries, which is a co-sponsored disc golf tournament that the Alumni Association and the Selinsgrove Disc Golf Association are co-sponsoring that will be held February Saturday, February 25th at the high school. We're doing this as a fundraiser and also, again, to raise awareness of the Alumni Association. The disc golf group is highly motivated, well-organized, and they jumped at the chance to help the Alumni Association. Actually, the young woman that is coordinating this is an alum. So this is just another way to get our message out there, raise a little money, and have some fun, because it is a motivated group of disc golfers.
I was just going to say, we know they're out there because I see the tracks in the snow, so I know they're still playing. I thought, Isn't that funny? The soccer nets are where the soccer nets go is empty, and there's no footprints there, but where the disc golf is, you guys got people still doing that. All right, so getting more information on all of this, whether it's Flinging in the Flurries, which is the disc golf tournament coming up on the 25th, Saturday the 25th. It is a fundraiser, but it is sanctioned. You say that sanctioned. I know these guys like to compete, and they all individually and team-wise try to move up, so that's a positive.
Yeah, that's a positive, because that will bring in, you know, they, like I said, this organization is highly motivated and large, and sanctioning it, you know, will bring in the people and raise the awareness and have a lot of fun.
And you want a whole, you're looking for whole sponsors too, people to register, and that's what, $40 for an individual?
That's to play, $40 a team, $20 individual, and the whole sponsorship is only $15, but we have plans to discount then our golf tournament, regular golf tournament sponsors, if they sponsor a hole in the disc golf.
If they sort of become a Seal and Scope alumni sponsor across the board for various opportunities. Okay, February 25th, Flinging in the Flurries is the disc golf. I highly recommend you at least mark it on your calendar and maybe donate to this cause if you're not going to play in it, because it's the real deal. It looks like a lot of fun. SealandsGroveAlumni.org if you want to nominate somebody or find out more about the Sealands Grove Athletic Hall of Fame. The information's posted on the website. I did check it out at the SealandsGroveAlumni.org. And of course, you can always look in the district's website. They got a pass-through link there for the Alumni Association. So you guys must be doing something right if you can go on the official website. So good for you. Well, thank you both so much for all you're doing. Eric, thank you for so many endeavors that you keep going. Dave, nice to, I think this may be the first time I've been with you in person, but
yes,
nice to chit-chat with you. And thanks for your, did some broadcasts for a while on Eagle 107. I don't want to forget that. Yes.
Seals Grove football. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So that ruined a couple of more Friday nights for you. That's all it's your fault.
No, they're good. All good.
So thank you so much.
I love
much.
Seals Grove football. It's okay.
Dave Hess, superlative coach from Sealands Grove, now active with the Sealands Grove Alumni Association.